Grandpa Jim, how are you all? Motivation Central Station. Hope you're having a great holiday weekend. I learned something new, and it's crazy. And this podcast is really dedicated to families in recovery, people that are in Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous. And if you're not in that situation, I'm sure you know somebody that is. And this information in this podcast today is going to be vital. If you're hearing a buzzing noise, I'm on my porch like a good grandpa should be. I'm on the porch. You might be able to hear the cicadas buzzing in the trees. And also, I've had some squirrels wrestling around out here. So very interesting morning for sure. But I was shocked this week when a newscast came out on one of the national television broadcasts, ABC, NBC, somebody like that. And there's a new drug that's 20 to 100 times more powerful than fentanyl. And we know in our country the numbers of people that are overdosing on fentanyl. And if this is making it into the mainstream, be ready for a massive share of our culture, you know, probably doubling, tripling, quadrupling the overdose deaths. So this is very urgent, you know. And so it's called, I believe it's pronounced isotine. They're calling it ISO, I-S-O for short. And so definitely want to pay attention to that. So we're going to talk about a couple of things. First, one is recovery families. I want to talk about that right away and some solutions. We need to, the government can't fix this problem. The mental health workers can't fix this problem. It's too late. The whole, you know, Gandhi said, you know, the fall of a nation is in the home. And I think the recovery of a nation starts in the home. Good thoughts, good positivity, good society starts right. You teaching your children, grandchildren, the perfect way to teach is by example, I believe, how you lead your life and conduct it. It's hard to tell kids to, you know, don't do this and don't do that when you might be shown an example of the opposite. So, so there is a book series out there I created a couple of years back. It was in the movie Laugh Addict film. A guy that was, we were following in that documentary. His name is Tony Cooney, and he has no problem with me sharing that. You know, he put himself out here in this movie. Tony was very suicidal, actually went up on the tallest bridge in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and tried to jump, and it's right over Lake Michigan. And he said a big gust of wind pushed him down. And I went by that spot when we filmed the film, and I went over that bridge recently. And now they have these counseling numbers. You know, they have big placards with information like do not jump. Here's a counseling number. But hopefully we can get people to the point where, you know, we don't need signs. There's not even a thought of, you know, taking one's life. So in that film, Tony and his family, they used a book series that I helped create, coming from addictive past, being a child person who was medicating with alcohol and marijuana and definitely other drugs at one time. And so I know from personal experience, if you can interact earlier with kids or at least get an understanding, if you're in recovery, the book series, the first one's called Uncle Bob Eats, Walks, and Drinks Too Much. It has a character named Amanda. She's like the superstar of the series. I wanted to have a empowerment from a female and flipped the script from male figure. So Amanda's the star of the series, and she kind of navigates her own life with her parents that are in recovery. And there's one book where her mother has an accident and ends up needing to use pain pills to work her way through the process of recovery and the physical. She breaks a leg in the series, and so eventually she gets hooked on the pills, right? Because that's how it's happened for a lot of people in this country. The pain medication manufacturers were handing, and the doctors were in cahoots, in my belief, and just handing out pain pills like candy. And unknowingly by some of the doctors, knowingly by companies like Purdue Pharma that made OxyContin. And so, you know, that was a big start to some of this addiction in this country. But so the series Uncle Bob Eats, Drinks, and Walks Too Much is the first book. And the reason why I wanted to put a healthy, you know, the overeating we understand, the drinking, you know, we understand, although I don't have him drinking alcohol in the book. Uncle Bob, you know, then he starts walking too much. And, you know, you'd say, well, why is walking a bad thing? Well, it's not. You know, it's a very healthy thing. You know, if you get your 20-minute walk in a day, you know, 60 minutes. But I know people with addictive personalities that will turn that into an all-day walking thing. They trade out one addiction for the other. I'm not using marijuana anymore, but now I'm going to go to the gym, you know, 4 hours. Then I'm going to, you know, work out for 7. Then I'm going to go to my job. And, you know, so I always say addicts, people in recovery, alcoholics, we don't have off switches. So it's a great way, you know, I really need to structure my day, you know, like I'm going to do this for so many hours and that. And my whole goal in this life is not to speed up, not to hurry. It's to slow down and kind of, you know, so you might want to go to Motivation Central Station Facebook page, and you will find that first book there. If you go to Amazon, the other ones, I will be putting those up, but I'd like to talk about each book here. But if you want to jump ahead a little bit, so the next time I get on, I'll introduce the second book. But going back to the book series and the Laugh Addict film with Tony, he's a single dad, and his marriage was falling apart. His wife was using drugs, and so Tony ends up going and through a lot, and he ends up getting custody of the children. Mother continues to use for quite a few years, although now I guess she's kind of coming around. So if you do have somebody struggling, never give up hope. Always try to support. And, you know, that's for another show too. But so Tony uses the books with his kids. His daughter falls in love with the book series. She puts them under her arm and takes them everywhere she goes. The kids have turned out amazingly. And I don't want to just say, oh, that's because of the books, but because of Tony and, you know, his openness with his kids. He would take his kids to the recovery meetings when they were young with him. And it really breaks down and explains to the children, why does mom or dad need to go to a recovery meeting? You know, if they're in trouble with the law, you know, there's some responsibility here by the parent, and it kind of helps the kids. But it's in a really friendly child, discussion. It's just, check them out. And so my original thought was the DARE program that many people were introduced to through the school systems started at 11 or 12, which is way too late to start and to really try. I think, the ship has sailed on a lot of these kids. When I was in the sixth grade, that's where some of the drinking started. And definitely by seventh grade, the marijuana was introduced. Now I'm talking way back. And we didn't have, I'm talking about the 70s. And in today's culture, there's more drugs that, didn't exist back then. And I promise you, the group of people I hung out with, we would have been using all the stuff that's out there today, So I don't see an end in sight. Now when you're talking about a drug, this ISO, that's 100 times more powerful than fentanyl, there's a big crisis coming our way. So I wanted to add a couple other things in here. I want to talk a little bit about empathy. Me and my wife were going to see one of the recent movies, and we had a really, bad experience with the ticket person, and, we're seniors, so, I was asking a question about, can I just scan this code to go into the movie, because I purchased my stuff online, and it's just pretty snappy, and so, we're not the type of people to, get in anybody's face or anything like that. So we kind of just let it go. But then, a week later, we went and saw one of the popular movies out there now. And we go back in, and the girl's laughing and joking, So you just have to remember, that maybe they're having a bad day, One of my favorite readings and recovery type readings is there's one where this old couple, they're driving down the street and they come up to a stop sign, and the guy behind them starts beeping the horn, then they take off and they're driving real slow, and the guy behind them's just enraged, and then eventually in the reading the guy gets teleported into the older couple's car. So now he's sitting in the back seat and he sees they're crying because their son or daughter just passed away. So instead of thinking, oh, this person is a jerk and they're just driving slow just to upset me, that reading really gave me empathy, and so I try to put myself in other people's shoes, and I don't think that we quite do that enough. And so I just wanted to come on here. Today's kind of a short one, but when I heard this about the ISO, I just thought that it's time to really, act quickly. We need to had this storm off. It's like they just had the hurricane in Florida, and the day before people were getting the sandbags, for the higher tide coming in, and it's time to start grabbing the sandbags and start taking care of our children. And I just think that the younger we start, the better it is. So you might want to check out, or I would encourage you to at least give a look to the book series and see if it's right for you and your family. I truly believe that if we can get kids to understand and recognize. One of the books helps the kids, you know, like eye color. Addiction is like eye color. If one of the parents has it, there's a high likelihood that the child's going to have it. If two parents have addiction, you can multiply the chances of the kid, you know, just going higher. And then the other thing is, if you were using and around your kids, and you know, you're showing them behaviors. A phone can't ring. I don't, because I can't pay the phone bill. And so what am I going to do instead of go out and work? I'm going to go, and I don't want to sound like on the moral side of things, but, you know, I can't pay the phone bill, so I'm going to go, I can afford XYZ to numb my pain of the situation or my childhood trauma. And we do know that too, that the healthier kids are, I can see it in my own family, my kids, you know, everybody has challenges in life. But they had my wife and I at home, two parents, able to support them, able to go to their sporting events. To this day, it never ends, right? We always support. Anybody that's a grandparent knows that the parenting process goes on through your lifetime. And so, anyways, I hope you have a great holiday weekend, and be safe. If you want to check out Amanda and her Uncle Bob, you know, through recovery, and check that process out. And so have a wonderful day, and I'll be posting more. I'll be explaining some of the other books in the series and the next podcast, two or three coming. So have a wonderful weekend and enjoy the day. Keep a smile. If you have nothing to give, you can always give a smile.